I think we're back on.
Okay.
We were probably on the whole time, and that's okay.
That's okay.
All right. So as far as closed session, I thought it would just be good for Don, who has joined us today, to give us, and Paul, to give us a quick update as to mitigation efforts, both on the Cache and Weaver side. Could you do that, please?
Yeah, on the Cache side, so we've been working with Summit, and we've had a number of discussions, which culminated in a meeting 2 weeks ago where we had three or four people from Summit, as well as the key irrigation interests in Cache Valley and the state engineer's office. And we worked through some items. Summit owns 120 acre feet in Porcupine Reservoir, and they've got an option on another 80 acre feet. And the goal is for us to use those shares, those storage water, to mitigate the irrigation interests in Cache Valley for the impact of pumping the Hidden Lake well, and then we find the Bloomington well, and then a Cache Valley well. And so we've identified documents that we need. We need to get a new exchange application approved from the state engineer's office to convert the storage in Porcupine to mitigation. We also need to amend the mitigation plan that we had submitted to the state engineer's office about a year ago, the mitigation plan that allows us to dump water in lieu of mitigation. And so those things are moving ahead. I'm working on amendments to the mitigation plan. Summit's working on amendments to the draft of the exchange application. And then we're trying to decide who, if anybody, we need to have an agreement with in Cache County, a signed agreement for the use of the storage water, or do we just give the water to the river commissioner? And there's, you know, initially we're targeting a Hiram Irrigation Company. They're not the senior water right holder, Wellsville Eastfield is, but Hiram always makes Wellsville whole, and so then Hiram would be the one holding the bag. But so we're just trying to work that through. Summit was extremely forthcoming about the shares. One of the things that I was anxious about, based on our experience in past years, is that Summit has always kind of been, this isn't the right word, but I'll just use the word stingy, with other mitigation, to kind of say, all right, we got an approval for 200 acre feet of mitigation, but like when we turned on the well, we'll only give 3 acre feet. Is that all we need? We're gonna hold the rest back, kind of a thing. So I had worked really hard with Summit to say, why don't we throw 40 acre feet on the table and just say to the Cache Valley folks, hey, you guys can today, even though our impact is 7 acre feet, today you guys can start using 40, get a carrot out there. Summit agreed to that, and then after the meeting, they're starting to wonder about throwing all 200 acre feet on the table and just saying, here it is, you guys can use it until we get up to that point, and then we'll get more. So I think discussions are really going warm right now, and so there's some steps out there. Again, these things are months, as you know, to work through water right kinds of matters. I'm anxious, I'm trying to tell everybody, I don't want to dump water this year, but we've got a hard deadline of, we need to mitigate for all the water we've pumped from the well from November 15th until April 30th. We need to dump by June 30th if we don't have something in place. And so we'll see how quickly this progresses, or whether or not we get close, and then we can say to everybody, hey, we're close enough. Here, we're letting them use the shares, even though we don't have a signed document. I don't know, because the thought of dumping, you know, 2 million acre feet on the ground up there is just really troubling. The other thing, as I talked to Evan over the weekend, is we do, we the district, with the district's Weber County, Weber Basin water right, would have the ability to run water up from the springs, even though the springs, we can't use them for drinking water, we could use them for mitigation. There's issues with the ski resort and operations of the ski resort, but maybe in May or early June, we run a fire hose across the parking lot and send water from pump house number 3 across and into Cache County before Wolf Creek Irrigation Company comes into priority and run it to mitigate. But anyways, we're faced with an issue of dumping, you know, several million acre feet of hard-earned water down the valley if these things aren't done. But it's moving in the right direction, so that's the good thing. On the Wolf Creek side, of course, the shares have been purchased. That's in place. We've also filed the documents with the state engineer's office and have processed 2 of the 3 for us to own the, what I'll call the Cobabe diligence water right, the 13.55 acre feet. So you ought to receive correspondence in the next week. I mean, they're actively processing. So we'll have title to those acre feet. The problem is we can't use them without mitigation. So we own the mitigation shares, but we don't have permission to use the shares for mitigation. Bob and I met with the president of Wolf Creek Irrigation Company 6-8 weeks ago.
4 hours at the Olive Garden.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's a lot of soup and salad.
They got their money's worth.
But much are you getting paid?
we worked out some bullet points, and those bullet points are fairly reasonable, I think. So I sent over the weekend to Carrie and to Paul and to Bob, kind of a, hey, here's some of the things that we're talking about. I'm pitching it as this hasn't had board approval. It's just a talking item, so the board isn't committed. But D, this is where we are. Can you circulate it with your group? Can we, you know, while it's rolling, can we keep it going? There's really kind of, I think, two critical issues for you to think about. The one is voting rights. And that's a big deal for Wolf Creek Irrigation Company. And so the document that I'm throwing out there is that the board would take its traditional irrigation shares, the 15 shares it purchased from Cobex, turn them into the to the irrigation company, and the irrigation company would hand us back 15 mitigation shares, which means we can use them for mitigation on the mountain, but we lose our voting rights. Okay? And I put a pitch in there to say, sometime if the Wolf Creek Irrigation Company is owned more than 50% by public water supply entities, that we get the voting rights back. In other words, it would be wrong. It's one thing when you're dealing with irrigators, and we're 15 shares out of 800 shares, to try and say we're going to outvote them or anything else. But someday, urbanization in the valley occurs such that Wolf Creek Irrigation Company is now owned, you know, 60% by the Wolf Creek Water and Sewer Improvement District. Then there's no reason that you shouldn't have a right to vote. So I pitched that out there, but I haven't sent this. This is all on hold. I mean, I'd like to send it to D this afternoon if you guys give me the nod. Again, I'm not asking for official board approval, but so that's, are you comfortable with us having that as a subject on the table to talk about? It's important to them.
Unless we want to use these water shares to irrigate alfalfa on land we buy down in Wolf Creek, we need to make this move. It provides us with the autonomy that we need to run Cobain well, to potentially apply them like butter at Hid Lake in Bloomington and all these places. It's a must. Now's the time. There's no reason not to do this. D's in a space with his board, basically. Wouldn't you say that, Don, that there's some issues there? And he wants to see this happen. I think it's time, extraordinarily time sensitive. And they're going to hit us up for legal fees, but the last time we get hit up with legal fees, it was just like, ooh, it was so painful. You know, they're threatening to sue you and charge you legal fees, but this time, I'm good with it. I think this is something we just have to buck up and do.
That's the second item is they're very skittish because they had a 2-year negotiations with Summit as they fought over their stipulated agreement, their settlement agreement, and racked up huge legal fees. And they're saying, can you guys carry the laboring ore? I understand that the county gives you free legal services. And we said, well, not really. That's not the case. But nonetheless, I took the out-of-priority agreement that we entered into 2 years ago, and I just marked it up. I mean, it's already drafted. It's ready to go. But obviously they're going to want their attorneys to review it. And so in the bullet points, and I need direction from you guys, I just put in there for you to consider, and that is that we would pay half of their legal fees up to $2,000. And I'm 100% with Bob. It was wrong, you know, 3 years ago when they threatened to sue us and then say, pay us the legal fees so we can sue you. That was extortion. That was wrong. But it's different this time. Now we've bought shares, and now we're going to them and saying, we want to convert these shares to another usage, and we want you to go to some expense to allow us to do this. And so if I'm working for the irrigation company, I'm demanding 100% of legal fees, right? I mean, and they have the authority under the law that if an irrigation company and a shareholder's coming in and saying, I want to do something different, they have the right to demand. It's like an impact fee, right? I mean, we shouldn't impact the other shareholder. Why is some guy that's irrigating down there having to bear the cost of the district to make a change in our shares? So I think it's wholly reasonable, but I can pull it, or I can reduce it, or I can put a blank in there. I mean, Were you gonna say something on that, Mark?
When you're through, I've got a question I wanted to ask.
Oh, go ahead.
Under this mitigation, and I haven't seen anything other than what I just got on Friday or whenever it was. Once these are converted to mitigation shares, what can we use them to do? Just mitigate and nothing else?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't actually pull water out of a well using them?
Currently, no. The intent of this whole discussion is to say that once Summit gets done with its obligation, so Summit has committed some things to them. And once Summit gets done, then we'll receive Summit's shares and Summit's water rights. And then we'll sit down and negotiate a more master agreement. It would be nice to be able to do a change application. There isn't good appetite from the board right now.
Yeah, and I guess my thought was, we don't need 15 shares for mitigation right now. It'd be nice maybe, depending on what other water rights look like, to be able to actually utilize it until we need it for mitigation.
For irrigation?
No. It's part of the conversion. It's part of the municipal water right that you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'm 100% with you, and so is the state engineer's office. And Bob and I talked to you about that. I mean, the logical thing is we file a change application on our shares.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the board is not. So
basically, mitigation is either take it or leave it.
Yeah, they're bored.
No, I knew which board it
was. Yeah, they don't want to carve it out.
Now there is one thing that's in there, and you know, when after negotiating for 2 years, and remember we were excluded from the Summit negotiations. So after they had negotiated for 2 years and they signed the agreement, even though we were getting a little bit of intelligence from both sides, I got a call from Wolf Creek Irrigation Company's president, D. Staples, that said, we just signed the agreement. There's peace up there, but Summit doesn't see the agreement the same way we do. They're going to read it this way. And sure enough, an hour later, I get a call from Summit's attorney that says, we just signed the agreement, thought I'd tell you what's in here. And he told me just exactly what Wolf Creek told me he would say. I mean, in other words, there was not a meeting of the minds, you know, within an hour of the signing of the agreement, what that agreement meant.
That's a bad agreement.
I don't doubt that for a minute. I wish we'd been involved,
right,
but we weren't.
That aside, it's got a formula, and this is the heart of the formula. The formula makes it look like every share you own gets you 10 acre feet of annual pumpage. Okay.
Right.
So with our 15 shares, we put in this draft agreement 150 acre feet, that we can use 150 acre feet of our other water rights, and we've mitigated on an annual basis, not just during the irrigation season when Wolf Creek is out of water, but we have to count all the water we use in a year. Well, we've used between 10 and 20 acre feet per year as a district presently. And so,
this is why I asked.
Right, it gives us a ton of leeway. Now, the problem is that that's what the formulas look like in the agreement, and they've said follow the agreement, but Summit also had to throw in a reservoir. And so they throw in a reservoir, and then they get 200 acre feet of pumpage. But the reservoir is maybe worth 100 acre feet, so maybe the 15 shares are only worth 100 instead of 150. Does that make sense, the confusing math? So I've thrown it out there as 150. There's a good chance that Wolf Creek's going to write back and say, no, not without a reservoir. Without a reservoir, you only get 100 acre feet of mitigation out of this. But Bob and I talk about it and think we throw it out there as 150 and let them negotiate.
So that builds a reservoir.
I think Summit's been talking about a reservoir.
They're required. Even if they don't build a single home.
That could be the reservoir, right?
That's part of their state agreement in the contract.
That's exactly right. And so, what's that?
Just something you want to correct in your agreement.
Good, thanks. And so the issue is we were going to give them not the agreement, but I wanted to see how all these negotiations would fit into the agreement, because the goal is to say, guys, this is an interim agreement. You know, we're moving quickly. Let's get it approved. Let's get these shares usable. And then when there's no longer a developer on the mountain, regardless whether it's Summit or whomever, and the district owns all the water rights and all the shares, then we sit down with Wolf Creek and we enter into a longer term plan. But let's not be hung up. And then what one of the asks that we're asking for is, remember, we're in jeopardy with our water rights as the points of diversion and Cobabe Well, yes, and all those things. And so one of our asks is that when we do this, that we have the right to file change applications or exchange applications on our water rights to correct our water rights, including, I would propose, that we put our water right in the Hidden Lake Well, so that we can pump the Hidden Lake well under our water right if needs be, as well as the Kobe well and the Pizzle Springs. And so the question is, do I have permission not to share the draft contract that's all written up, but to share these bullet points? And if so, what do you want me to say relative to attorney's fees?
Whatever you three come up with.
I'm confused.
Get an agreement, give some money, and call the day.
Okay.
Whatever you want to share both, though, at this point.
If that's the way we should go.
When they want more.
Yeah.
Okay with that.
Paul, you good with that? What do you say?
Where are you at?
I'd like to see him hold back the attorney's fee thing, use it for an ace card. Don't give the farm away yet.
Okay. But I'm thinking it's only max
$2,000.
$2,000. And I think it greases the skids. I think we spend. Yeah, I agree with Paul how much do we put on the table. At the same time, I think we put it in there, we save triple that just in discussion costs.
Because I think what happens is the biggest issue we have with Summit is they're always trying to leverage something, right? They always try to. I say we create, it's the USEP model. We create a feeling that if this is what we put out there, this is everything we're willing to do. And not create this eternal, well, we know that they're going to put pie in the sky and we go back and forth and back.
So just give them the bottom line.
Does that make sense?
Teach them how to treat us.
Yeah.
As long as we make
no, I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, as long as we clear to them that this is it.
Yeah, this is it. Bottom line.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to go back and forth. It's more efficient.
Yeah.
This is the best we can do.
When they come back and say, well, we don't want to do this, we can say, well, we're not going to go back and forth. We could have pulled out the $2,000.
Right.
But this is a great agreement. It's fair. It's equitable for everybody. Let's move it forward. We're not getting voting rights. We're not getting this. We're not getting this. We realize you're not getting these things.
And now we're not the ones stalling or taking more time. Yeah. They are.
And we're being completely honest on what we think is reasonable. I think that's. And I understand about 40% of what you talked about. Well, just because they're so complicated, you got to be an expert in these areas. So
there's a huge window of goodwill that we've established here. I think that's going to go a long way if we can pull this off with their board. I mean, and if we want to keep that out initially, Don, as a consideration.
I think they're saying to put it in.
Okay.
Well, hold just on. I would say is you know the situation, the personalities as well as anybody in this thing. Do what you think is best, but. That's my perception. I like what you're talking about, but if you work it to our advantage the best you can.
Okay. And like I said, it's not officially approved by the board, so we can retract anything we want to.
Okay. That makes me feel.
We still have, we don't have a voting representation on that board, but we still are a member of the board. We still have someone who can sit on it.
No. We would be a shareholder.
Shareholder.
Which means that we could go to shareholder meetings and those kinds of things.
So we couldn't vote.
But we couldn't vote.
Correct. I would still like to make sure that within our organization, within this district, even though we're not a member of the board voting, that we have somebody there consistently to be part of something. Even if we sit at the table without voting, I think that's important to have someone there that's assigned from our district to be there.
Okay, well, we could definitely do that. The other thing is that Summit also gave up the voting rights on their 15 shares. That was part of their settlement agreement. So those shares, which someday we'll receive, also are the same class as
I don't know what you would call it, an advisory member, a non-voting member, or something like that, but I would like to have some type of membership on that board, even if it's non-voting.
So we can add that. We can put in there that says, D would like to participate. We can add that as a bowling.
But now you're using the word board. You mean board or shareholder meetings?
That's a different, totally different thing.
Totally different. Yeah,
whichever one you guys are addressing that says that we are not a voting member of it.
That's a shareholder. Yes. That's a shareholder.
Yeah. And there are places.
So at a shareholder meeting of a irrigation company like this, everybody who owns any shares comes and has a gets to vote. With those shares, so for instance, in Hooper Irrigation, I may have 500 shares, so I get to vote all 500 of those shares. My neighbor who owns 1 acre, or you know, 1 acre with his home, may only have one share. So it's not like a one vote, one share, one vote. And so that's how they vote for trustees to the board, is by saying, okay, the majority of the shareholders. So.
Okay, I got
so we're not going to get a seat on the board, I think, is what Mark is saying.
Right.
regardless.
Or even a vote in the meeting, but we should have a right to be there, to listen, to get documents. We should have every right a shareholder has, except for voting, and I wish we could vote, but right now, our vote wouldn't count for much.
But I do think that, I'm sorry, Bill, go ahead.
Well, a question to you, Mark, because Don and I have talked about this. Could there be an after-the-fact bylaw manipulation in which these shares could be characterized as something less than or more expensive to hold, or these sort of, we've talked about this as a scenario, and Dee's just going, oh, not us, you know.
But no, in the summit negotiations, he had a board member that wanted to increase the fees to those that held mitigation shares,
of
and
course.
That got stopped.
Which is actually the reverse of the way it should be.
Right.
Because the cost to the company of us
mitigation or less.
Is less than the cost of, you know, all those people that have to actually deliver water to.
Right. And Dee gets that, and so they shot that down, but that's one of the sentiments out there.
My the only thing I'm saying is that I feel comfortable that they will be reasonable. I don't think that they're unreasonable. But I do think it's important for us to have an opportunity to sit at the table and at least express from Powder Mountain Water and Sewer what we need to be viable.
Have you discussed that?
No, but I'm going to add that as a bullet point, along with the shares, to say we'd like to be a full member, we'd like to be able to attend meetings and participate. Everything except for
so we receive all the information, we receive everything that they're looking at, reviewing.
And we should have that right.
Yeah.
And Bob and I have asked for the opportunity to sit down with their board and talk through these bullet points and so.
And I don't know why they're afraid, well I guess I do too. I was gonna say I don't know why they're afraid of us having the vote because we couldn't carry anything. Their fear is down the road when we get more shares and Wolf Creek District gets more shares.
And, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like I say, we've added that proviso to say that once if it's more than 50% owned by the water suppliers, then we ought to have a vote.
Okay. Good job. With all due respect, Mr. Chair, I've got another 10 minutes. Is all.
Okay. All right. Anything else in the closed session we needed to talk about?
Well, the elephant in the room for me is Summit's purported intention to form their own district. Does anybody have any up-to-date information related to that intention? Is it just kind of the usual sort of thing, or is this an actual intention? Do we know? Do we not know? What's going on with that whole thing?
So I've talked to Summit about this on a couple different occasions. Their feeling for a long extended period of time is that Powder Mountain Water and Sewer Board is not working to alleviate or move their development forward. And that is not from a staffing level, right? It's more from the feeling they've got from the board as a whole. And so their feeling is to move our development forward, we have to have control of our infrastructure that creates a development, whether it's transportation or water or sewer. And so they have been in discussion, I think, at a high state level to move that forward. I think the steps that have been taken in the last couple month or so has maybe started the process of alleviating some of that, especially with the work that's been being done on the cash side. Now, some of that work on the cash side was to move the district, their individual district forward. I can't tell you if there's 100% or if it's leverage, right? Because Summit's really about leveraging. They put you in a position where they think they can leverage you. They leverage you for things. And so I can't answer at this point if they're truly vested in it or if they're just, right at this point, just kind of looking at the viability of it.
For those of you that weren't involved, I could. This is the fourth time that I'm aware of that they've pulled this card out. We're not getting what we want. You guys aren't responsive to our needs. You don't understand how important our issues are. We're going to form our own district. That initial intention was what got me involved in this whole hoo-ha. Mm-hmm. Okay. At some point, we're going to have to say, we double dog dare you to do this. Okay?
In those exact words.
You either put up or shut up, okay? Because I'm not completely familiar with how a new board would be created based on statutory requirements. My understanding is we'd have to go through the county first, namely county commissioners. So having said that.
And the district, is that right, Mark?
If they want to include property that's already part of the district, plus we've signed a development agreement with them pursuant to which we've made certain commitments, especially for phase one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've made commitments back to the district. It certainly, in my opinion, violates the spirit, if not the letter, of that agreement.
So
to try to do that.
So just looking at the barriers that I've pulled out, like so many times, I've got this stick down, okay? The original development agreement was signed by a Summit employee, okay? All the initial...
Will serve letter.
Mm-hmm. All the initial planning through the county of the infrastructure and all that stuff, that was done under our name. Okay, the master zoning agreement was done through us. The development agreement was done through us. All the existing building permits that are up there were done through us. The state engineer's decision was done through us. We're currently billing connection fees for new lots. We're currently billing standby fees for 154 connections. We operate the only water source in the district.
Building. Thank you.
So, I mean, there's a lot of kind of connection sort of stuff going on there. So I double dog dare them to try this.
I'll pass that along to them.
And otherwise, they need to just put in writing this "we love you forever" letter, because I'm getting sick of this being their standard go-to when they're dissatisfied with what we're doing. I mean, we snap to it on that will serve letter, whether there's complete agreement on that or not. We snap to it, really, on the development agreement, given the constraints there. Look at the heroic work that Don's doing. Look what we're trying to do over on Weber County with the Wolfies. Look at the work that Paul's doing with Bloomington. He's got his head out there on a chopping block with the state and putting his company's reputation in terms of the second source. What more can we do for these guys? But every time they get their panties in a twist, this is their go-to. We're not feeling love. We're going to get the laws changed. We're gonna have a separation.
I think he meant boxer shorts.
Yeah, he did mean panties.
You can't get in
so.
Oh, you can get
in. Either put up or shut up on this, okay?
Right.
And this is the deal. If you know that your attorney is in the process of putting together divorce paperwork and is actually handed to the sheriff, and the sheriff is looking for you, okay, I would suggest that you're not really particularly interested in like building that beach house for the up and coming ex-wife, okay?
Well, and that's exactly the problem we're having. Not to interrupt, but that's when Paul, you know, talks with Commissioner Ebert last week, and all of a sudden, this is the first he's heard of it. He's like, okay, well, do we go forward?
Which is the opposite, Bob. So I don't think what you're catching here is the only reason we know about it is because Paul called me with a concern about moving forward on the bond.
Mm.
And I told Bob, I probably should not relay this to you because this was said in confidence to me. But they are seriously looking, they've got to the point right now, they've started the process of looking. I mean, how much work have you put into the cash site? The cash site isn't for a water source for the district, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they put a tremendous amount of money into this. You had a discussion with them about Bloomington, right? And you don't think there's water there. They do. There's water there. Yeah, they're putting money into it. I was just giving a heads up. I didn't think Paul, to be honest with you, was going to tell anybody. Sorry to say that. I thought we had a little confidence here that I was giving you a heads up. Regardless, the purpose of this dialogue was not to do another cry wolf. I only told Paul because he's trying to move forward on a bond, and I'm not sure I can get the easement anymore from them to move the bond forward.
Well, we knew about it when they were leveraging that, when they were trying to do the will serve letter.
Well, I'm just telling you, I'll pass along to them, devil dog dare you to start their own district, and they can move forward on it.
I'm not suggesting we stop the bond and moving forward on Kobe. I'm suggesting we stop helping them with Bloomington.
I will pass along that the Powder Mount Water and Sewer doesn't want to help them anymore.
I'm happy to pass that along,
but I think that's what's got us in this position right now, is that the board consistently, in their opinion, okay, and again, I'm just having this discussion. I don't really care one way. I don't want to be on this board, but we need to move it forward. I'm just telling you from their perspective, they, granted, they see all this tremendous work, but if our message to them all the time is, I double dog dare you, and we're not going to, then
well,
we're going to continue to have this.
That's a bit of a flippant thing, but honestly, stop using this trick.
I don't think they're trying
we
to use
so
it, Bob.
We are so close to having a highly functional district.
Bob, I'm telling you right now, this didn't come out because they're trying to create something or they're asking for something. It
you
came
think it's
out.
Leverage?
I don't know. It could possibly be, but the conversation I had was not one of go to the board or our director is in a precarious position because we're asking him to go find start this bond process, but we have an easement process. So he contacts me and I said, well, before you get too far down the road, we probably need to have a serious discussion with someone on really what they're looking at doing, because the feeling that I'm getting is that they're at a point right now where they think because of whatever relationships or whatever conversations they have, they can move a district forward. Now, I don't think that they've had in-depth discussion at a staff level of the issues that it will cause, right? I don't think they have. But I do feel like that this was not a, they leverage all the time. I don't feel like this was a leverage one.
I think I'll agree from the standpoint that I believe that they think they can do this. I believe that just from what I've heard from Steve Clyde and others, that they're a long ways down the road this time.
Mark, wouldn't they lose everything
if they renege on this
or try to go for this? Doesn't that put them back to square one? They lose all the approvals that they've gotten up to this point because of the fact that we have the development agreement and sources of water and promissory water and well serves. Doesn't that, if they decide, okay, we're doing our own thing, doesn't that put them back to square one where they have to start all over again?
That's really a question to the county because the counties who issues the subdivision approvals.
Right, but all of that was premised on the will serve and the development agreement, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you take all that away, doesn't that put them back to square one? Everything they've done now is illegal?
Well, we definitely have, as part of the development agreement, we definitely have phase one all wrapped up in that development agreement.
I believe that we do. Now, I don't know what it is they're planning to try to do. Mm-hmm. My guess is they want all of their land to be part of their new district if they're going to create one.
They'd want it back,
They would want it all back,
and
right.
Before they could do that, they have to get one of two things. They either have to get the district to agree because part of phase one is already in the district, or they would have to withdraw it from the district. And the withdrawal, they would have to come to this board of trustees to go through a withdrawal proceeding. And particularly since you've got a signed development agreement with them, I wouldn't really see this board granting the withdrawal. I don't think they qualify. But, you know, I haven't looked into it deeply. You know, Steve Clyde and his people.
Well, my question is, isn't that cutting off their ear to spite their face? Because they would end up having, I mean, forming a new district takes time. It's not like they would get it done in a month or 2 months or 3 months. During that whole interim, they wouldn't be able to do anything in their development in terms of construction or anything because they wouldn't have all the approvals that were granted premised on the will serve and the development
unless
agreement.
They were setting up a district that did not include phase one.
Right.
Which would be the smarter thing for them to
sure.
do.
Sure, sure.
Because the development agreement terms are, I think, pretty clear on phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond phase one, we're committing to provide service, but there are strings attached, you know, provided A, B, C, D, E, et cetera.
Right, right. Okay.
And I'm not saying that, you know, if you went to court, the judge wouldn't say, no, you're married. I think there is that real possibility. I think there's a very high probability that the judge would say you're married for phase one. But that's assuming that the district put up a legal fight.
Mm-hmm.
They're a deep pocket. This
district
is not. This is not
a
fight, frankly, that I would like to see you spending money on. On the other hand, Paul will tell you that, at least I think you know, Paul, that there are some real
child support
issues. We're so far down the road. We've got the system integrated, the way we've got it integrated, et cetera.
Right.
It's a practical matter.
Divorcing us would be really
in a
tough.
Mess, and, and I suspect it would leave Summit in a mess. But
You know, James is
safe.
Financially,
I'm not asking you to relay anything that's been said here or suggested. In fact, I'm asking you specifically.
It's a closed meeting, so legally you can't.
But when I say something along the lines, if I double dog dare you, I think this would be an absolute public relations nightmare for them, and it would basically smack of Powder Town. a separate taxing district. Mm-hmm. And despite the fact that Steve Clyde was born with a growl and is a big dog attorney and may have a plan, okay, I just don't see this as being able to be executed, okay? But I want to have them present us with this plan that they have, if there is one. Otherwise, I want them to swear fidelity once and for all, okay?
Yeah,
because I think we're only a few steps away from a highly functioning district. We've got an excellent district manager. We're going to get water out of Kobe. We're going to get a production well there. We're going to co-develop Bloomington probably with these guys. Mm-hmm. But until we sort this out, until they stop playing these games, and I mean this from sincerely, I've seen this same move like four or five times. It's their go-to. Until they stop playing games, I don't see, and Paul and I may have a departure on this as well as Don, because I've spoken to both of them. I don't see the true benefit of really facilitating water coming out of the ground at Bloomington. I get the fact that it's an immediate second source, that they're paying for it, that it's part of an existing agreement. I get all the benefits there, but we're basically putting ammo in a gun that's going to get pointed at us potentially. Let's say, look guys, if you're going to form your own district, show us the paperwork, we'd be happy to take a look at it, maybe it makes sense. But otherwise, swear that this is just another silly sort of idea, if you will. But in the meantime, until we get that clarified, let's go full bore on a test well at Cobain, at a bond, at get the bond, and get this easement, and do the sorts of things that we need to do intrinsically so that we're self-supporting if there is a mm-hmm. divorce. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so one of the questions, I guess, Bob, in all the discussion was, and I'm not, you know, a divorce, you know, counselor, but maybe going to dinner with the spouse prevents him or her from serving the papers on us, and then it goes away. I mean, I guess that's,
yeah,
I mean, in other words, if we move it forward, then, yeah, if we move it forward, then is there cause? But I think as James is pointing out, this rhetoric, that's the...
That escalates.
Yeah, the rhetoric escalates, and so the question is...
Well, I don't want to put gasoline on this fire, but by the same token, in the context of this meeting, I'm just mm-hmm. saying that this is getting old.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But I'm telling you, Bob, that this is not... Okay, they're not leveraging for anything. This wasn't a conversation that came out to do this. The only reason this is out is because Paul is in an unenviable position of trying to figure out the easement issue and moving forward on the bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told Paul, don't put a tremendous amount of time in this until we can figure out if they're moving forward, because there is some discussion and there's been some movement from their part to move forward in this. It is not, we're pissed because we're not getting a will serve. Well, they have the will serve. We're pissed because we don't have development. Well, we're pissed because we don't have water. Well, they have water. So really, there's nothing they're leveraging at this moment other than to say, it's been too hard in the past. And why the past history is the best forecaster of my future. And if the future development is going to continue to run into these kind of stumbling blocks, why would we continue to use this model? But there's no leveraging here from their perspective. They're not trying to do that.
Okay.
And again, because I talked to Paul, I put them in a bad position, because now you're feeling, or others may be feeling, they're trying to leverage something, and they weren't.
Okay.
Well,
what do we want to do here? I mean, what's the call?
Well, to me, I think, you know, this is exactly what Paul's getting at. He just showed me the repayment schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 30-year repayment schedule, starting at about $25,000
going to $40,000
in year one, and in year 30.
And we're planning to cover that
about
debt.
$48,000. So it escalates, basically considering taking in growth into
mm-hmm.
account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he's looking at. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, do we go forward with this type of commitment? And I think Commissioner Trustee Ebert is correct, that maybe we should, and Don, maybe it's the time for the flowers. I mean,
Mark was the flowers.
That was me.
I don't know. I am getting the feeling that maybe the best thing for us to do is to proceed as we've been proceeding. I haven't sat down with them to know exactly what their plan is or numbers look like, but I have a good feeling that From the county perspective, from the trust, from the Board of Trustees perspective, and frankly, with this discussion about Summit, I think I'm from their perspective that it doesn't seem like this makes sense in any of those. And so, with that being the case, let's go out and take them to dinner, for you know, to use the analogy,
okay.
And try to help them to feel better about where we're going as a district and less adversarial about us, and let's proceed with these things that are important, because even if they end up forming their own district and it all works, it's like we've talked about already, it's time. It's going to take time to do that and to unwind this whole thing. And I think we're still in a better situation if we have these agreements in place, if we have continued the mitigation in Cache County, if we have continued the mitigation with the Wolfies, if we're moving towards, you know, our water sources. And yes, this is a problem, but we got a lot of problems if we really get divorced, right? I mean, we got tons of problems.
If we keep phase one, it's not. It covers the debt coverage, right?
And again, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't think, you know, you talk to them and you don't even
know. This is,
that's a big loss.
Perfectly candidly, this is Greg Morrow flaming on and calling Steve Clyde and saying, I want you to actually do the paperwork. This time we're serious. He chills out. This paperwork develops its own momentum, okay, with Steve Clyde. And now here we are talking about something that Greg Morrow's basically gotten past, Jeff's gotten past probably. And then,
well, Bob, I would agree with that, except for how long have they've been working on the cache?
Well, that's a lot of work.
Cache mitigation?
Yeah, so this hasn't flamed out, or they wouldn't continue to pay and work through.
Oh, I think he means the idea of setting up their own district.
Okay. So, you know what would really work for me, and you brought it up at the meeting where we were talking about that sewer easement that was a no-brainer. You said at some point there needs to be a trust. And if Carrie and James and Paul can't say, listen, guys, this is just ridiculous that we don't have this easement right now, because we need to have access to that property to get a test well. Because if that's gangbusters and there's a problem during the drilling of Bloomington, heaven forbid they communicate or there's a problem there, we're going to need that second source somewhere sooner than later. And I just don't want to see us get sort of paralysis of analysis. I just want to keep everything moving forward. But without that easement, I feel like I'm bent over a table. I think it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and we can't go forward with this without
the easement.
So that's got to be the top of our...
And it's very clear to them. The conversation I had with them a little over a week ago, I made it clear to Greg, I'm dead in the water with this. Mm-hmm. Now, the only other thing that we don't have, you know, the leverage.
And is it an easement for the actual location
as
well?
Which Paul needs to be able to. I mean, we got to change the stream and change earthwork.
Yeah, but that's a document I have to present in order to qualify for the loan.
Mm-hmm.
The only leverage we haven't offered Summit, you know, we pulled that back. It was in and then it was out and then they went quiet, is we're not offering to make any of the water that we might produce available to them. Now, why it's them and us, other than now they're talking about them and us. If it was just us, then obviously, if we have, you know, any water that comes out of a new well would be put into the system and used by whomever, you know, we're in the business of selling water.
Yeah, we but to care. Say that, Paul, has it ever been us? Have you ever felt that it's been us? I've always felt in every one of these meetings it's been us and Summit.
Unfortunately, that's the case, unless they really
who's ever,
need us.
Yeah, whoever's by us. Who's ever fault. But again, when you're sitting on their side, it's the exact opposite. It's the district is creating barriers for our success.
I can't.
You
got to
look through both lenses.
Right. So you do. I would feel comfortable, but I mean, it's a board decision, but I would feel comfortable saying to Summit, if James talks to Summit, is to say, look, guys, as you know, principally Bloomington's to cover your interests, and Kobe was principally to cover the old district, but it's all one district. And I would be perfectly fine saying to some, whatever water we get in addition to whatever is required to service the old district, we can commit to some. I mean, obviously they'd pay impact fees or whatever else, you know, to cost share in it. But that they can know that as we move forward with this source, that them, as opposed to other developers, have the first call to this excess water. And I would think that would be a good thing.
A third of phase one lots are actually owned by individual people, non-Summit people. Mm-hmm. So there are actual individual non-Summit customers that we're talking about. And those individual non-Summit customers are actually about equal, mathematically, to the existing customers in the so-called old district. It's not just that Summit is the customer in phase one. Mm-hmm. They've got those lots under contract. Most of them, they haven't transferred title, but some of them they have.
But in the 154, so Summit has met its obligation, uh-huh. the Hidden Lake well, to phase one, right, Paul? And so they're looking to phase two, right. where we just signed the will serve, and they don't have sufficient wet water for phase two. That's part of the reason why they're drilling Bloomington.
Right.
But they'll probably need Bloomington and another source.
So do we have assigned phase two? Will serve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you mind sending me a copy? Mm-hmm.
And so, I guess what I'm saying is that we could tell them, as opposed to other developers, for example, the guy that you know you're talking about that wants to build up at the homes up there, kind of a thing, that they, for the easement, we would give them first call to excess capacity. Doesn't mean they get it for free. I mean,
we've told them because they're very quick to point out that we're running off their water right off of Hidden.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very quick to continue to grow.
But I would think that in discussions, whether it's Paul or James that says, hey, we need an easement to move ahead with Cobabe, to say to him, here's excess. I mean, whatever excess we get out of Cobabe as far as capacity, they could be first to sign up for. That would be a reasonable trade for an easement, I think.
Yes.
Hmm. So here's some words I heard during the 17th meeting, just so that you get it in context. I'm going to read the phrases that I jotted them down after the conversation.
Don't repeat all the words you heard.
Yeah. There are no four-letter adjectives in here. Don't want to break the district. Use interlocal to supply water to the 80 users. I used the number 80 for the existing. The mountain. Doesn't want us to give out more than 8 building permits. Wants to do Main Street platting to high density units but beyond the 154. Asked about two test wells on the cache site. In other words, should I forget Bloomington and go on to cache site? I said no. I suggested Bloomington now. The reason I'm suggesting Bloomington now, and I've said this and I'll say it again, is that we are in violation with state drinking water right now. They have documented it. They've given us warning. We're standing at, you know, we're like South Korea and the United States. We're staring at each other to some extent.
Wait, which one's South Korea?
Or North Korea.
North Korea. Yeah, no, okay.
North Korea and the United States. We're not sure what to do when they fire missiles at us. But, you know, nonetheless, we've agreed to just stand down and wait, or they've agreed to just hold off. I say, and of course the best strategy that I believe we can employ collectively is that they proceed with all haste at Bloomington, we proceed with all haste at the replacement well, and then, you know, we're doing public relations with drinking water right now, this CRS is, in terms of, hey, we're making progress, just so that you know, I know you haven't asked officially, but just so that you'd like to know, you know, this and this and this is happening right now, so that they understand that we are acting affirmatively and assertively to do things. If we come in with activity on two wells, whatever stages, and then Summit comes sashaying in on phase two and says, we want to do Main Street high density, I've told Greg on this phone call, you might have a half a chance in hell of getting that approval from the state if those wells are starting to become active, you know, that they're being developed. We might be able to talk them into it because there is such a long lag time for all of this stuff. But if you try to go in cold right now with them having put the freeze on us, good luck. And he said, well, will you support us? Well, yeah, if you'll do this and this, I would support you. So that's where that conversation went, and that's what I'm laboring under. That's it, simply.
Mm. Okay. We're not going to take a vote or anything, of course, but are we all comfortable with proceeding with, I mean, I guess we are, because we voted on it earlier in the meeting, right? Proceeding with the, you know, with all haste, I think is the words that you used, and we'll just Trustee Ebert?
So I guess the question, I'm very comfortable with the, what's been worked out with Wolf Creek and moving forward on the mitigation strategy. I don't think that we've created a strategy to bring our district all into one working group. There's still a dividing line between the old district and Summit. And we've got to have some specific strategy on how to get them on board. We've got to get the easement squared away for sure.
I think they need to have a position in this board.
My concern is that we went immediately to leverage, right? You went to the verbiage you used. Mm-hmm. You went to some leverage talk about the easement and how we can leverage something for the easement to them. I just think until we change how we are addressing this and talking about it, we're going to continue to have these competing interests. We've got to have some serious strategy on how we're all on the same page. And I don't know how to do that.
Is board representation the biggest single issue?
Okay, I just want to say this again. I am just reflecting the other side.
I think it is.
I think it would help.
He said that.
Do they have? See, all the if they had someone who literally resided in the district, doesn't have to be in the new part. It doesn't have to be in phase one.
They don't.
Who's a registered voter?
They don't. Nobody on Summit lives in the district.
Seven homes under construction.
Seven under construction, but nobody knows.
But Summit also owns a chunk. That's not part of their new development.
But it's not in the district.
They own the resort.
Right, they own the resort, but nobody, that doesn't make them
it's
a resident.
The
they're not
could
living.
Jeff move in tomorrow and he could become a board member?
Jeff, or some if someone literally moved in and registered to vote, they'd be qualified.
Because of the maintenance shack, that kind of move in?
Maintenance shack.
They can monitor everything. I don't even know if I'm going to require that whatever it is they move into has running water and sewage. No, actually, I guess I do need
right,
that.
Right, because right now they don't have anybody, none of the Summit guys live in the district. A single one.
But could they overcome it?
If they really wanted to, sure,
yeah,
why
we
not?
We could find that out.
Could we be saying to them, hey, Jeff, if you take your residence up there, we can get this spot on the
board. It doesn't have to be Jeff, it could be anybody.
Right.
Anybody. Right, because they could be a representative.
And then a certain trustee who really wants to could resign and be replaced.
And then you wouldn't have me saying all these dumb things. It'd probably be better.
I haven't heard
any
dumb things.
Good information to know.
Yeah, Jeff wants to have a majority.
And the other thing, I'm not talking about manipulating numbers. I'm really totally not.
It's called data mining.
No, the other thing, if legitimately it could be established or seasonally occupied, then it's a totally different discussion.
Right.
But right now, we're not there.
We're not.
But Paul just said something different. We're trying to get somebody on the board.
They want control of the board.
And
control is a different thing.
They want majority.
I don't know if that's necessarily true that they want majority. Maybe you've had a discussion with them.
He said it to me.
No.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. So that's a better reference that you've made. But I know they at least would probably like some.
I don't think that would make
strong representation.
I don't think that would make them happy.
I don't have a vote on any of this. I'm just your legal advisor. But I think that if they had control, they might wish they didn't.
Correct.
Because politically, I think
that would be horrible.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, one or two board members, I think it makes sense. But again, I don't have a vote.
We're back to the heart of what James is saying, and that is if we have a great working relationship, then they don't need
control.
Because
feel like their
board is headed the same direction.
They feel like their interests are being represented. Again, they're difficult, I understand. Trust me, we deal with them on 10 different things, right?
Right. Oh, sure.
Chair?
Yeah.
And so they are difficult. I completely understand. And we've had these issues with whatever they may be. I completely get it. But we've got to figure out a way.
So we need to have a meeting of the minds with them and sit down and just be open and honest.
I think we're getting closer on some of these issues. It used to be completely siloed. Don was out of stuff, you know.
Right.
Matt, Dana, I mean, you fill in the blanks there, right? But now we're starting to work, but there are these flare-ups, if you will. They're dissatisfaction with our pace of play.
Mm.
Even though we kind of get to where we need to be and have questions and want thorough reviews, it's the pace of play that they seem to not understand from a public utility.
But maybe part of the issue is that when there's flare-ups that they don't happen in the public sector, they happen in a closed session to sit down
with someone and say,
this is what we want, this is our issues, as opposed to things that hit the press.
Exactly in line with that. I am surprised that there wasn't a big flare-up related to the issues of this will serve letter. It was because it was done in a after-the-fact sort of motion or whatever, that was good, and all these other sorts of things. But honestly, Wolf Creek's leadership on both the irrigation side and the water and sewer side know about this and are very disapproving of this, but they see a greater goal here when they see us getting our own house in order and starting to work collegially. They do. They just tamp it down. I think we're kind of getting there in a way.
And I agree. I think the work that's been done lately has been tremendous. And that work has been through probably years of foundational building.
I think we're okay. If we can get the easement, if they can just lay off this we want a new district routine, I think we're going to move forward.
Let me, one other thing, when I talked to Steve Clyde last Monday, his parting comment to me was, I want to stay in touch with you on this thing. I had the very strong impression that, you know, Steve doesn't get to call the shots on this, but I don't think
he's,
yeah, I am too. This idea they've hatched isn't something that he thinks is good. So, I mean, we might be able to leverage him just a little bit.
But to what degree will they listen to him?
No, that they usually don't. They don't. He doesn't even listen to
Jeff.
But
again, Mark, to that point, I really think if we can create a strategy that creates a district that everyone feels like they're being represented, however that is, it will push them.
If I were them, I probably have some of the same feelings they've got, where they aren't represented, and yet they're such a huge player.
Absolutely.
I totally get that.
I do too.
But we are. I was going to use the word shackled. That's the wrong word. We are.
You can use co-babed. We don't want to get co-babed. Right? We don't want to get co-babed.
No, we have to function within legal parameters that are set by the state legislature. Frankly, if we had wanted to, and it never occurred to me, I don't think it occurred to anybody, if we had decided 4 months ago, we're going to lower that 50% to 45%. Mm-hmm. Let's get a sponsor and run it through the legislature. I think we probably could have gotten it through the legislature.
I agree.
But we can't now.
But that's kind of to my point. I didn't bring this stuff up. But if we're going to rest our hat on that particular issue, or that the board has to vote on someone getting out of a district, those type of things, what you will see is them run that stuff through the state legislature. Mm-hmm. And it makes perfect sense. Why would you tie a group, a development op into a district that is not meeting their needs based upon them leaving if the district says it's okay, if they can show that they own and they committed a majority of the infrastructure that is serving them? I mean, they're going to be able to, there is an end round around
really
every single thing.
Except they really don't have as much money in the pot as you might think.
Right.
The county does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Promises for the well.
Don't disagree, but Carrie, how often does that really come into a decision on whether or not a piece of legislation passes? I mean, it's just on who's running it. I mean, that's reality.
Well,
if it was a
bill running to change Title 17B, which is what would have to be changed, that was an unfriendly bill that was opposed by the Utah Association of Special Districts, it would not be a slam dunk for them.
I don't disagree.
But if it's a friendly bill, and what I was talking about would have been a friendly bill, I think we could get it through. And, you know, what's the difference between 45% and 50%? Well, the difference is 5%. But
I can do the math on that.
No, maybe. You see my point.
I do. My point was whether or not it's a
but
good bill or
not. We can do it now if honest, legitimate numbers show 50%.
That.
And all I've got so far is what I got from the county, and it's not 50%, or they get somebody qualified. I don't care if they rent. It doesn't have to be a landowner. I don't care if they rent and somebody moves in and registers to vote. That's all it takes.
I've got a basement apartment.
There you go.
That could help cement the marriage.
You know what? I cannot believe what a team player, because you've got an extra room in Hawaii. You're letting Matt stay there on occasion. You take one for the team every time. You're such a good guy. You look at you.
Ryan almost had
Brother
a game
Ryan
with
is a different
it.
Guy than you know.
Yes, he is.
Brian invited him off the cat for a beer, ski to the house, and then he turned around and Greg was gone. He skied all the way to the bottom of cash. Didn't follow Brian to the house for a beer, but.
But so if they want board representation and yeah. the county commission, because the appointing are amenable, and I think you are, it can happen. And I don't mean because we're going to fix the numbers. I mean because of the mm-hmm. latter thing.
Correct.
Grant a place if you don't have anything else. Put somebody in there. I mean, they've got to have a resident manager or something. Where's that person live? They don't? Oh.
Not at the moment, because they don't have any houses.
They've got all kinds of staff.
They have all kinds of yeah. staff.
They've got options there.
But it seems to me they that do. From the play publicly to the water users on each side of the mountain, if they've got representation on the board, that's great. Because mm-hmm. it's a facilitation, it's a communication, if they have three board members,
then it's a problem.
Yes.
Then all of this that we've been
nightmare.
Talking about starts to fall apart. But you know, if we're moving in the same direction.
But two summit, two non-summit,
and one county
and
commissioner.
Jim.
And Jim.
Because he's not here.
Because he loves it.
He can't defend himself.
Can we find a fitness instructor?
Yes. We probably can find one, actually.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Or
all
Terry.
Right. No, I think we're on the same page here, aren't we?
Okay.
So
yep, let's get out of here.
Oh,
let's see a nice closed meeting. And
now I get it.
Go from there.
Sorry,
anything
slow.
Else for the closed meeting? All right, I need a motion then to come out of the closed session, go back.
Motion to come out of the closed and to back into the open meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Does that need to be a roll call?
You want some of this?
I don't believe so.
Mark, no? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any
this
opposed?
This stuff is good, Bob.
I love it.
Yeah, see?